good, everybody? I am Schmitty, and we got a wonderful episode for you today. A little surprise, actually. Driving over to meet with today's guest, who you will see here shortly. And we're going to talk Phil Shao. We're going to talk about the premiere. We're going to talk about how it was received on the internet and the feeling of completion of such a big project. So listen up to the Blood Wizard Brigade. They back the pod and I back them. And after that, we should be arriving to pick up today's guest.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Still watching. He's still watching. That motherfucker was alive. You brought him back to life, bro. I've watched the ones where, Jake was there, and they're all talking about him, but he's not there. He's dead. In this one, he was with us. And I mean that to where, as I'm watching, it's like he's in the room with us. He's here. He's in the video. His energy, dude, the shit, the way he says shit, it's like I related to him in that energy, like what we thought of, the way he do shit. It was like, he's right here. Like, and you keep seeing these videos of Thrasher have been so much, still watching. He's still here. He's never felt there. In your video, he felt fucking there. And only Phil, you know what I mean? Only Phil could have really made that happen. So this goes to the PSA. Due to that fact, one of the last things he says is, you never know when you're going to go. So check in with your homies, man. Tell them you love them. Fucking, if I'm as down as I've been for the last 2 years, there's probably others out there that are fucking hating shit too. So check in.
PSA. Check in with your homies.
Hey,
talking Schmidt.
I'm already not watching.
It's cool, like tonight is the night.
Damn, this is like the coolest thing I'm ever gonna do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean? Well, Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
All big dogs in. What do you think, Dolan?
Beyond Schmidt.
Talking Schmidt.
Alpha Macaroni.
Most of these guys, their opinion don't matter.
Talking Schmidt, right?
It's skateboarding.
I remember that.
Talking Schmidt.
What are Yuns doing?
Holy shit.
Skateboarding homies.
No, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
I'm here for Greg Smith.
Yay! Gregory.
Yes, we are.
Wi-Fi check one. Wi-Fi check two.
Yeah, so we're here at Rockaway Beach. Timothy Donald McKenney and I meeting up, haven't really seen each other since the premiere, and I think we're going to mostly talk about the video today, the premiere itself, and then having it come out for everybody to see, and what's going on with our emotions since. Nice to have it completed, but also the strange like void of like, wow, that was something I was working on all the time and now it's not there anymore. It's completed. So let's start with the premiere though. Like, what did you think? It was so sick that Zach and Jake Nung came out. Poncho drove up by himself. Greg Carroll, Keith
Adrenaline,
Cochran, and fucking
Minor.
Fish in this house. First time in 20 years. Yeah, Adrenaline reunion.
Pale, Sacto, Sucto came out. Highlight of the night's fucking Sierra out front with his kiddo. Out front, I the first thing I say to him was, dude, you had the best stalefish in the business. This kid starts laughing because he's heard it 1,000 times already. Joe is to me a fucking local legend, bro. Just style and grace, he had it, dude. And not many people had it like that. In the video, they talk about overdoing it. His shit was... just did. It was overdone, but it was to like such a perfection. It's like, I'll take that, dude. That was sick as fuck. Knee on the board, Staley. It's like, dude, I'll take that one, dude. It's awesome. Highlight of night. The night started out where I'm like a block away and I hear Tim and it's Vitello and I just run up and hug him. It's an instant start of the best night of my life. When it starts with, he's our skate son or something. You know, he's out front. I'm telling him like, You were out front learning heel flip burials right in front of me, right in front of Dick. And you could hear, you could see the light bulb trigger. You're right. I love heel flip burials. It's just so rad that the night started out with him. I get comfortable. Next, it's Greg and Misa sitting there watching the shit. And next, it's me out there with Joe smoking or just hanging out on our way out. And it was like the VIP was Pen Pen, Klein's daughter. She sat there right. She went with us right after school to where when the video's done, she's asleep in Klein's arms. It's like, man, she's a trooper. She came out for us. If it wasn't for Klein, I wouldn't have gone. And that's just like the China Bank shit. I didn't go. Now I'm kind of bummed I didn't. That was probably epic too, especially on a lower scale. This was big. After the movie's over, out front, the energy in the streets blocked with skaters, and it's just, oh man, it's been so long since I've seen anything like that anyways, and it was all for Phil. And my quotes are, it's only a person like Phil, energy 27 years later could bring this together. I don't think a human who's alive could say, hey, come on, let's go. I want you to come check this out. It's going to be so cool. Nobody's showing up. Only Phil. There's not even any, like, nobody even knows. And it still went that big. And everyone came out for him. Only an energy like Phil could bring that magic and love together. And it really did. It was the best night of my fucking life. And it was a long time coming, too. I've been waiting, bro.
It really was good. I got bad news. Is there a place right around here I can get AA batteries? Ready. Yes. Ready. Ready. Rolling. Yes.
Yeah, so honestly, for me, one of the better things of the whole premiere was you being there.
The best part...
You don't get you into the movie theater that often in fucking second row, and we got a little crew, and we're watching it all together. My favorite parts, because Cheryl was like, it was Tim talking to you during the... And I was like, yeah, he'd be like, hey, is that this... Hey, wait, was that?
I was just talking to myself pretty much.
No, like, you were like shit. Hyped. You were asking me. You'd be like, wait, whoa, you know, like, and that was sick. It was kind of like getting to watch it through your eyes almost a little bit.
The best part was, and it only was at the movie theater. I do not get the same effects through my phone anyways. You probably need a high definition TV or projector or whatever. But, watching the Miley footage, I don't know what the difference was, but all the green and all the colors of the flowers and all the shit. Miley's never looked so alive in my life. I just looked so sick on the big screen to where I'd said something to you like, how the fuck did you make it look like that? It was like some high def crazy looking shit. And being at the movie theater and seeing that up and like on the big screen looked fucking insane.
It was crazy. Like, I was watching this with Cheryl's parents, and one of the first questions her mom asked me was like, did Phil ever go somewhere and somebody's like, oh, fuck this guy or whatever? And I was like, no. That's what was special.
That would happen to him, though.
He blended in.
That would happen to him. It'd be to the, like, some of the people you would least expect hating on him, y'all. Why is this dude hating on Phil right now? Like, there'd be no reason for it. As Phil's doing a Smith grind at Tampa, I got somebody you'd never expect, one of the biggest people in skateboarding. You like that guy? Fuck that guy. Like, he didn't know who I was. He just talking shit to me as if I was a kid. Literally, no, Phil's my best friend. It's like, the guys behind him are probably, hey, that's, he's on the team with him. You should share. Anyways, I want to go back to what he was saying. Tommy. Kmart ditch. That's a little childhood thing. Like, Tommy was doing a hand plant there. Now, this is bringing it back to the theater. Nobody else in that motherfucking theater could make me nervous and go, oh my God, except Tommy and Jim. And that's exactly what they did when they were coaching you guys, getting you guys ready. I'm sitting there going, oh my God, that's Tommy and Jim. Nobody yeah. else in that fucking building is going to do that to me, dude. You know what I mean? Only them to this day for some fucking reason. You know what I mean?
I mean, it makes sense. Tommy and Jim will always be Tommy and Jim, and that's the
thing. Oh, shit, it's Tommy and Jim, shit.
Yeah.
Like, Tony didn't make me feel like that. Tony's a little, you know what I mean? What's up, buddy?
I like, after the video is over, Tommy and Max are talking, like, down the aisle, and I'm at the end of the aisle, and I see them, and I want to go just, like, say thanks and hello, goodbye, whatever. I start walking towards them, and Max is like, no, stop. We're walking to you. And I was like, damn, that was cool. I mean, the shit that Max says, I think you're right, man. He's like poetic. It's like, he said, like, you know, you can't unsee the Miley one. The things he says really calmly, and he talks about, like, man, at that point, I just had to put all bullshit aside and say, this dude, you know, he opened up and was super honest, too, with the camera, which I was so stoked, like, that he shared some of, like, his deeper, like, him and Jake's connection, and then when Phil
that
got in.
That was fucking hilarious.
All that stuff, but, I mean, it's deep.
That was like
for
a breakup, but it's like a breakup. Hey, Jake, you know, this is our breakup moment.
Mm.
I can tell you're liking dude now. It's okay. I know you love me. I know you love me, because you still call me, but.
Yeah.
Dude, that was fucking hilarious, dude. Yeah. That was, everything he did was fucking hilarious. Or very, I wanted to say eloquent. I was trying to think of the word.
Yeah.
It's eloquent. Everything he said was eloquent. It was just like Shakespeare. That's why I say he's like the Shakespeare skateboarding. Then you find out he's doing motorcycles. Like, he's got other, you know, he's fucking, he's got some brains upstairs too, man.
For sure. No. Yeah. And I mean, Cardiel, obviously, I was thinking about, because so I just kind of had a mini Q&A because Cheryl's like, we got to go watch it with my parents. So we went over and watched it. And I'm like, it's kind of hard for me to sit through this over and over, and especially with people, and they're asking me the questions and whatnot. And I have to say, like, one of the first things that I always think of is, like, this video couldn't have been made without Dandre Obel, Tim McKenney, Tommy Guerrero, Max Schaff, John Cardiel, the list goes on.
Gons?
Barker,
oh my God,
has a cameo. Gons is
he
in there.
Killed it,
you know,
dude.
Like, all the people that were like, I'm down.
Dawes.
Like, hey, can you do an interview for this video I'm working on? What is it? Phil Schau.
Dawes. When it came to skateboarding, and I'm talking when it came to the whole thing of skateboarding, Dawes reminded me of, like, the most well-rounded of any kind of, like, can skate. He can skate. He knows how to fucking shoot. He knows he's east to west. He knows everybody. He knows what style is from east to west. Like, he's yeah. seen every Midwest style, too. You know what I mean? It's like, when I think, so to have him in there, tell him how he goes, Huff. Because if you've seen Huff in person
yeah.
and seen him ollie, there was no ollie like that. It was like watching a flea sprack, dude. It was like, holy shit, dude. That's like, it's in your neck. It's at your neck, and it's on flat ground. You're going, what the fuck? And he's hauling ass. You're going, nobody else can ollie like that, bro. Oh, I want to bring this up, because Judd, first of all, Hertzler, I call him first place, Tampa Destroyer, right? But on top of that, I want to give him, he's got the gift, he's special, he can read minds. Eric has it, certain people have it, my sister has it, but he's got it. He walked right up and goes, Joe's right over there. Like, he knew. I was like, out of anybody there that night, that's who I wanted to go see. I was like, he is? I'm there, you know what I mean? But on top of that, so I put my foot in my mouth, like, always go, hey, bro, dude, I just want you to know, dude, that was a sick-ass cover, bro. He's all, I never got a cover. I was all, oh. But what it was is talking Schmidt, and I guess it's, who was it?
Evan Smith.
Evan Smith is giving you props, which is almost better anyways, that, hey, you know, I might have the cover, my 10th, 20th cover, but this is Judd's spot. That's fire. That's even better than getting the cover. So I guess I'm giving you props now for the real reason why I said that, and it's due to listening to Talking Schmidt and hearing stories about Judd and me respecting you to where I love it. Even if I get it wrong, at least I'm giving you props for it right. You know what I mean? That's awesome. So props to you and Evan for that cover. You know what I mean? And that spot's sick. That's what I was all, wasn't it like almost like a house and it's like over a rail and onto a thing? You know, looking at me like I'm a dick. So I was like, I felt like I fucked. You didn't look like, you know what I mean? Oh, no, that wasn't me, bro. Anyways, let's keep going.
Yeah, it was a shout out to Judd Hursler, Gentle Giant. We need you on the pod. You're up in SAC. You're close enough. Let's do this. What else? I don't know. I mean, the feelings that have been pouring out of me since it's been done have been really odd. Like, I've felt, like, pretty emotional. And not in the best way. Like, kind of feel I'm like drained. I just gave
I've been yeah, crying. Drained. I've been watching this video. I don't watch dead guy footage. I've been watching Phil for a week straight. I've watched it 100 times at least. Like a weirdo. But it's almost like this is what it was all for. This is why I came back to skateboarding. Going on a Colts channel back in the day and getting pissed when there's a promo for a Phil video that never came out. That's already 13 years. And that's 8 years ago. Whatever the... You know what I mean? This was... all for this. And in the process, so many dreams came true. So much love. So much magic. Friends coming back together. Drama being put to the side. Growing into men. You know what I mean? All that. It's like being proud of everyone. And, you know, through thick and thin. Life ain't easy, man. Everything's fucked. Like, right now especially, it seems like tensions are up. That's what I'm saying. Go hug a friend. Check in with somebody. Even if it's just a brother, sister, whatever, check in and say, I love you. You know what I mean? Back to the end of the thing. That was what Jake said. You didn't put that sticker there. Be honest with me. How the fuck was that there then?
That was crazy.
Well, that's fucking crazy. Just, that's what I'm saying. The magic of Bill, the magic of how that thing was put together, the magic of the theater, the magic of everyone that took part. That's what you hear in all the comments. Is how beautiful and how you could tell everybody loved him. And even if I didn't know the guy, erase all that. This is what I'm saying. Erase this. Oh shit. Oh man, I'm gonna fuck, dude. This was a really good point too. Fuck, I just forgot it. Oh, it was a really good one.
Oh, well, as Tim recycles the mind, we're going to talk a little bit about what it meant for me because, dude, I got reached out by more people than I've ever... This project, I got more love than I've ever got in any other thing in my entire life. People were going text message direct. They were going DM. They were leaving comments like... thank you, Smitty. I love you. Like, all these different things from all these important people. And, dude, that got me emotional. Like, that was almost draining. I was like, oh, my God. Like, touching... it's just Phil touched so many people. And then you see how many people he touched when this video comes out. That it's just overwhelming. Because you grow up with this kid in your own little zone. But then you realize there's people in fucking Livingston... out in Scotland, texting me on the email, like, I was there, Phil, oh my God, and just everybody that he touched, like, he couldn't skate, but he sat down with me and talked to me about, like, just a normal type shit, like, what a great guy, and, like, all these different things, so all that stuff came out when the video came out, and it was just like, ooh, the heart, man, it's just like, and he's looking down just with that fucking, that's why I had to put the laugh in there, because you hear Phil's laugh and you're like, I remember that laugh, like he was happy and smiling, but it had a little bit of like knife twist in it, like he liked to push buttons too, but not in a bad way, but like he was just like stoked to just kind of live, just like we all do.
Did you see the comment about it was the birthday, and it's verified by his mother. But he sent that saying like, hey Phil, I'm having a birthday if you want to show.
It was like Madeira, right? Somewhere by Fresno.
But half the time I swear he'd set me up like that, and hey, we gotta get up early, we're going, so I'm all, we are, for what? He wouldn't tell you. Probably cause I'm going to some kid's birthday party, he'd say, fuck no, I ain't going. But so, and they said there's sessions there, so it's like, for Phil to, first of all, the Phil have a fan club. I don't know what era that was, you know what I mean? But Phil's got a fan club and they want you to go to birthday parties? Like, dude, that's crazy shit. Not only that, for you to actually go, you know what I mean? Dude, like, exactly, that just shows up. And the comments got like 800 thumbs up. Everyone's talking, that's so, you know what I mean? It's so much love. There's like two retards in the comments saying stupid shit. Outside of that, everyone's just nothing but love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, one of the most touching comments I received was from Danny DeCola directly. And he was like, dude, I just stayed up all night last night. I watched the video and then I just went through all the comments in the Thrasher YouTube. And he's like, I've never seen anything. Every video, anything with comments is always this like, rah, rah, rah. And he's like, you just brought the whole community together with all this love. Like, there's only love in this thing. And it's like so like powerful. And I was like, I mean, that got me almost tearing up.
I'm lost.
Right now, we're going to talk about why haven't you subscribed? Why haven't you hit the like button? I never do this kind of stuff, but apparently it's important. So please, hit the like button, hit subscribe. We're trying to do more episodes this year. It's 2026. This huge project that we're talking about is done, so I can get back to hopefully sprinkling more podcasts out. I'm hooking up with Greg Carroll. Like, he's coming up next, guys. So, like, we're going to have a lot of people coming through. Ray Meyer. We're going down to Brazil. You're going to see a lot of different variety like we always try to have it. So
I want to shout out Austin. I want to shout out Nun, Zach, and Howdy. It's like having Zach and Nun come out and us doing little South City Sneed tour. We went to the Red Banks. We went to the ditch that you showed me. Went to all these spots. It was just cool just to be sitting in the truck with them. And thanks to Dave, he let them borrow the car, their family car. So if it wasn't for Dave, I wouldn't have had that little experience with them. For them to come out and want to hang out too, it's like, that's awesome, you know? So that was a magical experience going to Sneath with you guys. I'm glad you... Oh, and just, Zach, you killed it. Just, you were there for the roots from 91 until infinity, you know. You've been there since day one, so it's like, and I really didn't know it. All this history came out through stuff like this. Like, I knew nothing to where I know so much now between you, Howdy, and Nun, that it's like, you guys need to write a book, do a little Austin story, you know what I mean? I don't know, just magical times with every Poncho. I wanted to say that. I was about to grab the mic and say, Poncho, come up here. I want you to pretend like you're on the soccer field again. Let me hit you in the face with my nuts. Because that's the Tim O'Connor joke in their podcast. If you ever get a chance, go watch the Tim O'Connor and Poncho podcast. And that's how they acted in real life together. So it's more natural than shit. I will always hype that because it's funny as shit. And they would literally be in New Jersey going, yeah, talking shit to each other. So it's like pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, I told Poncho, you got to get Tim O'Connor up on stage with you for one of your stand-ups, and that'll just open up a whole new world, because when they're bouncing off each other, I mean, it's hilarious. Like, those guys are so funny together. And I mean, fuck, dude, Poncho didn't have to come up, and he drove up on his own. Those type of things meant a lot to me. He's like, I'm coming. I was like, oh, shit. Like, Matt Pale's coming down and, you know, looking like he was so stoked to have been a part of it. And he missed Phil so much when we got together in Sacramento and talked and all that stuff. So the sessions, the reminders, all the different things that you kind of are like, fuck, dude, I forgot I was trying to backside 180 Santa Rosa. Like, really? I was doing that? And then you show him the footage. He's like, I guess I was. That shit was funny, man. And then, like, Barker, the story that's not in there that Barker told me was that he actually had to go pick up all the filmers and different people for Jim's contest. So he was running around all morning, and he finally gets to Jim's, and he said it was literally the practice
for Heat 1, which he was in, and he just looked around and he's like, fuck, great. Like, I just got here. So he's like, I remember that day with a little bit of salt, but it was insane.
He skated in it. He ripped, didn't he?
Yeah, I remember he just felt like he didn't have enough time to, like, really get warmed up and get used to the vibe. But, yeah, I mean, Barker's, like, mini-ramp champ. Like, it doesn't take much for him to fucking go off.
It wouldn't seem like that would... I mean, I don't know Barker, but almost like he'd be more comfortable skating at, like, a session with, like, five homies more than a contest. Has Barker always been a contest guy?
No, I don't think contest guy at all. I just think that there was, you know, with the Texas Deathmatch and that many people just going, no. It was a different energy than you're used to.
It was literally like you're going to get hit with a board in the face. Like, you better watch with even people standing there. Like, watch out. Somebody's going to get smacked. I almost got smacked with Markovic's board. And I sat there because nobody was sitting there. And I'm going, why is nobody? Because somebody had probably just got smacked with a board in the face. You know what I mean? Like, it was fucking gnarly. Mm. So I'm not a con. I hate that shit. Like, I'll puke. I'll puke and shit my pants. I ain't really trying to skate contests and stuff. That's a different kind of breed to be. Those are the real fucking... That was something Wade said. He said, oh, we were all here, like, next up. But none of us knew it. You know what I mean? Nobody knew they were the next legends and heroes. They're just there in a contest. Some of those words were... Wade's words were fucking... There's a reason why Phil's favorite person in the world was Wade. Like, you could hear it in just the way he talked. And, like, oh, my God, it was so natural. And it was just the way Wade sets up. And that's really what I got out of his words. Like, we were all there.
Yeah.
And we were fucking... killing it, but we didn't really know it. You know what I mean? It's like you're just in your little fucking...
Yeah, talk about that trip that you guys went to Burnside. It was you, Phil, and Wade for Fox Racing. Just the three of you, yes, right?
Yes, stress, hectic, like movie cameras, $6 a second. You know what I mean? It's like Wade's sitting there flying all around like he just... That's his backyard. I don't know when the last time he's there or how many times he's been up there, but... He was already fucking just... Phil's warming up and getting used to... He's, like, fucking doing all this shit. And I'm just going, do I even belong? Like, this is just... But years back, I'd gone up there and spent some days up there. And I was doing better tricks over that hill. I was backside heel flipping it every time and shit. I had fucking great tricks. So by the time I got there, just with the grabs, you know what I mean? I just felt blessed to be there. It's really hard to connect with guys like that. There's only one Card, there's only one Wade, there's only one Dan, there's only one Phil, and anyone who's trying to be them, you're gonna just laugh at, because you can't be that, you know what I mean? So, for me to be just some San Mateo kid in their presence, as Phil's telling me to shut up, so Wade can talk, is just, okay, this is okay, yes sir. Yes, okay. I can't believe I'm fucking here. What are we with? A motorcycle? What are we even doing here? You know what I mean?
Get some pigeon shitting.
Dude, to have it on like 16 millimeter and Super 8, it just... Burnside on film, it was really epic to just go through that footage and see. I mean, it just looks so like... I don't know.
It was Wade, though. You know what I mean? Like, me and Phil were there for Wade, but it was Wade's day. I'm sure can tell. Like,
yeah.
The footage probably doesn't even do Wade. You know what I mean? You watching the real shit of Wade, it's like, oh my God, I just watching his personality shine as he's standing there. Like, that's the cool shit anyways, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
I did want to touch on this. Some of the stuff that got taken out, we can't really talk about. No. There was a drag between the theater and the thing, because Schmitty had to make changes and fine-tune it. That whole process in between was so nerve-wracking. I thought I was going to die before the fucking thing came out. So I'm harassing him every day. Like, is it going to be here? Because if not, dude, I feel like I'm going to have a cardiac arrest. I'm so stressed out right now. I really need this out. It was the one fear I had, is I'm going to die before the Phil Schau doc comes out. And it's the only thing I want to accomplish right now.
Yeah, it's a great way to start the year, right? Like, it's like, it was kind of like an ender of last year and also a beginner of this year. So it worked out good in that way. I just want to figure out what's the next move. Like, How do you top that? That was, I don't think I'll ever have a better situation than that video. You know, like, that was just so heartfelt for me. And to make something right after that feels so weird.
You just influence somebody.
Get out there. I've been stuck in my room looking out a window, kind of just bummed and depressed. Get out there, get an outlet, take a walk. That's the one thing that makes you feel better. I go up and down the street for my liquor, but at least I get a little walk and I feel better just getting some fresh air. So if anything, just go outside. I know it's getting repetitive. I keep hearing all the comedian freaks say it, but go touch some grass, bro.
I tried pot.
The only reason why I really wanted to come out here, I need you guys right now. I needed to do this. This was my pillow to punch. I'm the one fucking, I needed this. Like, you guys don't need me. I needed you. And I needed Greg.
Big Schmitty Nights.
To come out here and smell the ocean. Look at the ocean. See some surfers. I needed this. So I thank you guys for fucking, I thank Talking Schmidt, dude. I thank fucking Phil. I thank the night at the movies. The night at the movies, dude. The best night of my life. The whole journey skateboarding again, like fucking, just the magical moments. Like, I'm gonna do, like, oh my God, like feeling, seeing the look of people's eyes again, you know, like your homies and shit, high fives, all that love. I only saw it again through skateboarding, and I was scared to see it. I thought it was gonna be a bunch of hate. Then you come out and like Greg says with the dog, it's all love. It's like, oh my God, why did I waste so much time and so much sadness when I could have been out being happy? You know what I mean? Even now, the couple times I've gotten out has been like watch Klein's at the curb. I can't even skate. I'm so out of whack. But I'm living through them watching like 30-plussers, 30 to 40-year-olds pluses having fun. So even though I'm not skating, I'm seeing old heads again and reminiscing and shit and just living through them a little bit, you know. And it's okay to do it. If you can't do it, at least go and say hi, you know what I mean, and go check them out at the curbs. You might enjoy just fucking getting outside.
100%. We're at Rockaway Beach right now. There's a bunch of surfers out, so we're just watching the ocean do its thing. And I think for me, watching you especially go to Greer, have that day where you and I like filmed, then we went to Mitchell, and then we came back to Greer a different day to just kind of wrap things up. I remember that time, well, it was magical because we saw that sticker, and I was like, oh, there's the ender. We got the ender. Like, whoa, fuck. But I remember thinking at that time, I was like, dude, I'm so proud of you, Tim. Like, I know that was not easy. I know that was hard as shit.
Hard.
And I'm like, the only reason that you're doing it is fulfilled. Like, and that was the same thing with
Rahobo. That's what I said. That's what I said. The only reason why I'm at, and the only time I went there before was for him. I'm doing a nose load side for him.
20 years since I've been back to this fucking spot. And the only reason why I'm back here, because I'd never come back to this spot. I'm fucking done, right? It's for Phil.
Like, to have that level of trudging through your anxiety, dealing with your emotions, all up in your head, all that stuff. The same thing with Rahobo and the same thing with myself. Like, we all have anxiety in different ways. And, like, we probably would have been like, you know what? I don't want to deal with that. But it's for Phil. I got to. It was the theme. It was like everyone I talked to was like, man, you know.
I guess that's one of the things I was going to ask you that I forgot was, why was Dan, first of all, so hard to get, but like, to you, this cannot be, this documentary cannot be made without Dan in it. You know what I mean? Why was Dan, and it's not like I don't know, but why was Dan so important for this fucking doc to be made?
Well, for me, it's pretty personal because when Phil died, it is crazy what happened to me. For when Phil died. When Phil died, Jake came to me like literally that week and was like, you're going to work at Thrasher. So I got the job at Thrasher because Phil died. And then Phil was gone and I was working at Think at that time. And me and Drehobel just started filming a lot.
I didn't even think
and
about
Dan
that.
And Dan and I really had a really...
Clicked.
Yeah, like...
All that footage.
Best friends, like, for years and years. And I saw the way that had affected Dan. And Dan and I would talk about it. And it affected me. It affected Dan. And we even tried years ago, like, let's go do an interview. And we both were like, we're not ready to do this right now.
I almost wasn't ready. I was almost not ready earlier. Like, there's a lot of emotions and shit. Like, we're just getting over watching this. And, you know, it's finally over, right? To where I'm losing my train of thoughts. I'm still scattered as fuck. I'm still been crying and shit. I'm not all there still to where I don't blame. I almost was going to do that. Like, I don't think I can do this today, Greg. I'm fucked.
Well, I think if it was vice versa, if Dan was like, I'm down to do it and you're having a hard time, it would have been the same thing. There was key people like you, Greg, and Dan, especially those three, Mark and Dave Rosenberg. Like, those people were so big in certain eras. And, you know, Paul Zawanich lived with Phil and he didn't want to do it and... He was the only guy missing, really, from, like, the main. And then to see guys like Cardiel, Wade, Tommy, Jake, these guys that were larger than life to us that are now kind of our friends, and we're just like, man, the fucking respect that Cardiel had, the humbleness that Cardiel had for Phil, like... He was just that much better. Like, hearing those words from John and seeing him mean it, it was like, man, like, there was so much gold that was just coming out.
It was always just salute.
And, fuck, it was so hard to cut out gold because there's so much that people said. And to cut it down into, like, what it was, there's still tons left over.
But it was cut pretty fucking... It was cut clean. It was really done good. That's another point that I had forgot to say, is even though Paul wasn't there, Dave was there, and he kind of took, so Zawanich was there too. He did it for both of them. So Dave being in there saying it, Zawanich was right there with Dave. So even though maybe somebody wasn't in it, somebody played a role and put him in. Talking about Johnny, like, he didn't have to mention that kid. You know, like, everyone who played a role was put in strategically and very well edited.
It was awesome to get Johnny in there for just a little shine. Like, none of it happens without the players that were in the video and, of course, Phil. So... all praises.
I'm going to shout out my sister because this is her quote. She watched it. She's a busy lady, but she had 50 minutes to watch it. And she said, you know, after the tragic part of the story, at the end there in the credits, and to see you at the end with the positivity and that little bit of magic, like you said, it is a bunch of ups and downs, but there was some positivity. It didn't just end with Phil and the tragic story. It ended with all of us saying, you know, something. And, you know, like, being... just the ender was cool. Just the way it ended, it was in a positive note. It wasn't just the tragic story. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm stoked. It all worked out good. It was really towards the very end that, like, I don't know why or how it hit me, but, like, seeing that panther and then putting it out, we animated it, and I was like... Oh,
that was crazy.
It was like, and it was this thing that, like, some people knew and a lot of people didn't know that tattoo was on Jake's arm.
I had no idea.
And it just, I don't know, I got to give shout out to Dante and Alon, the artists at Thrasher. They came through, and then Doug animated it a little bit. And just everybody that was a part of this, dude, Mike Carroll, it's an honor to be in this. Hey, Mike, thank you. No. It's an honor for me. Like, everyone was honored to be a part of it because of Phil. And so the magnitude of Phil can never be overstated. I think that's basically what we're saying. And we missed the guy. And he's probably somewhere just laughing, doing a Smith grind, and going, what are these idiots doing? Like, what are these guys doing?
I don't got time for this shit.
Well, that's another shout out to Tim Bross. He's been mentioned too. He's mentioned just as much with what a magical person he was too. Like, to have both those guys in the area killing it the way they did. Like, we were lucky and blessed to be at those demos contests
at all over. You know what I mean? They were just killing it. And to be able to see that, to see a lot of them coming into town, like Sendog at the Bulls. He was there, and he was ripping it straight in pal gear, long sleeve and shorts. You better believe it. He was there.
That's right.
So, and we got to see that shit. Like, those were, that was a magical era. And like Shrugi says, the ATVs played out, but that was when there was literally some of the sickest skaters that I've ever seen get on a quarter or on a half pipe and bail on an axle stall. And you'd be all, oh my God, you wouldn't believe it, but they couldn't even axle stall on a 4 foot quarter pipe, you know? And it's the truth, but they could do the most amazing specialized shit. So to be able to be that specialized in multiple categories is very, to this day, it's very hard. You don't, like, think of Char. He's got one street trick in his thing. It's good, but he doesn't, like, I don't want to see him on the streets. I want to see him do his thing on fucking goals and shit. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's just, to be that specialized in those categories in that era at the turn of it, it was a magical time, period.
I was there.
So to be there and to be the fly on the wall as there goes Wade, you know what I mean? It's like, was a sick time, dude.
Antioch. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I want to end with this, too. I got to talk to Jean Dutar, who is Phil's mom, and she watched it, and she gave me her blessing. She was really stoked. She said there was two things she wanted to mention, so I'll mention them here in case she's watching or anyone else is listening. Phil's father was kind of missing in Phil's life, but when Greg's talking about that, we just want to make sure that people understand that she remarried and his stepfather was like a big part of Phil's life. He actually helped Phil build the vert ramp in his backyard and was definitely there for Phil and stuff. And so that was important. And then also, there was no tree in the accident. Apparently, she flipped a bunch of times, landed upside down, but they did not hit a tree. So those were like two details that she was like, I just want to set the record, because she said she's read a lot of things and there's always things that are wrong, and she just wants to get the correct story out there. And so I'm honoring her. But the best thing that anyone said was, Jean, Phil's mom, said, Greg, you deserve an Oscar. So I mean, when the mom says something to you of that nature,
bravo,
you feel like you did it right. And Tim Upson and all these people coming out of the woodworks and said, man, you did them right. You made it right. And like, that's what I wanted. I want everyone to see it, but I really want the peers and the homies and the people, especially that still feel the hurt, to be like, fuck yes, it's a long time coming, but it was worth it. It's here and we have it forever now. And so that's, thank you to the people that gave us the Ozzy Osbourne song Steal Away. I wasn't super sold on it when
it
I picked
worked.
it, and then
worked.
All of a sudden it just felt like the words were speaking to me. It was like, holy shit, steal away from the night, dude. It was this heavy one. And Ozzy dying this last year, like, I don't know. But we got to get on to living. That's what I want to focus on now. I want to try to do some stuff that's happening right now. So if you're out there and you want to be on Talking Schmidt and you listen to this, I'd love to have some guests hit me up that want to be on here. I've reached out, and hopefully we're going to pass episode 250 this year, which will be a pretty nice milestone.
And that's when Living a Dream began, right there.
You guys are never alone. If you ever feel alone, leave something in the comments. I'll give you some positivity. You guys have shown me so much love. I owe you guys. The skate community is there for you. You know, me and Schmitty are there for you. I try, you know, I guarantee it's just shout out at something, you know what I mean? In the lives or whatever. If you want some positivity, Schmitty's there. I'm there. So shout out to Talking Schmidt. I'm glad that it's back. If you get a chance, watch the JD one. The kid just, he's on the 9 Club now.
God, he's ripping. Oh, he is?
As of like yesterday or today, and now he's on the 9 Club. You got him first, bro. I think that's fucking hilarious. That's another one.
Oh, that's cool. Well, don't forget to stay tuned, because Shane Mednich out in New York putting out SMFM
every episode. So listen up. He's got a band that he connects with, and it's like the underground hitting you. And this is a good place to discover some music that matters to some people. So,
and you know what? The music is good. I think he said what kind of vibe. It's Susie and the Banshee vibes, I think, was the last one.
I like how eclectic it is. It's all over.
But the Susie and the Banshee vibes from Russia, whatever the fuck
it
was.
I love it.
It was fire. Down to the video, I think she's just sitting there in front of an Egyptian pyramid. Into it. I loved it. That was a good one. That was a classy one, whatever one that was.
Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you next time. We got episode 243. Greg Carroll said, I want anything that has 43 in it, so he is next. Look for that in a couple weeks, and stay safe out there. And please, if you're drinking, don't drive, and if you're driving, don't drink. That's it. Drink all you want, but don't drink and drive, please. Thank you, guys, and peace.
Oh, and once again, don't forget to hit the subscribe button to be alerted on all future episodes. And God damn it, get as many of your friends and people you know to come and hit the like button. All this helps the show a lot, and we don't ask for much. Take care, and we'll see you down the highway.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Oro Coffee. That's some damn good coffee. Order one or six bags at orocoffeeroasters.com.
Y'all like music? Because you're listening to SMFM.
Hey, everybody. Hey, good people. We are here tonight, today, tomorrow, yesterday, this afternoon, early is when you're viewing SMFM. On this installment, I'm bringing you a group that I've been wanting on the show for a while, and it finally added up and crossed paths, and they are called Hood Rats, and they are from Montreal, Canada. This song is called Deception, and it's a lyric video. These guys are tight. Check them out, won't you? More on them at the end. Here is Deception by the band Hood Rats.
And then the Lord said,
old school sounding, no school, new school. What's school? Online school. Fast, that bass line. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I like that shit. Smart lyrics, too. The generation, the next generation, what they see is what we leave behind, is the environment that we create. Go back, watch the video. Because we're creating that environment for that next generation, just like the generation before all of us created an environment. Is it cyclical? Is it in a cycle? It doesn't matter. Just take care of one another. All right? Let that trickle down. How's that for trickling down? All right? Hood Rats. At Hood Rats Band. celebrating Canada one more time. Canada, I salute you. Read SMFM, SMFM, salute you. All right, check out these bands. Message me, DM me. I want to hear your shit. I want to get a demo. Send me a demo. I'll trade you some stuff. Tape trading. Hit me up. CD trading. I play music too, actually. But enough about me. Go find these bands that I play and support them. And until next time, go on some Talking Schmidt reruns. And Happy Hour Shades, hook me up. Later. I love you. Bye.